her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, a car was falling, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound at night, the crying cloud, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, oh, where did my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gonna heaven, so I got to be good, so I can be my baby when I leave. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There was people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes, but I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head, then she smiled, said, "Hold me, darling, for a little while." I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love in my life that night. Well, oh, where did my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Okay, that set started off with the Regents' original version of Barbara Ann. And then we heard Wayne Cochran doing the original version of Last Kiss, which was covered up by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. Pearl Jam later making it a cross-generational hit again. Back to Geek Speak. Bat Pattinson may be treading some new ground story-wise, as according to Kevin Smith, who says he's heard Matt Reeves' relaunch of the Batman franchise will adapt Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale's classic miniseries, The Long Halloween, which had a post-year one Batman and the Gotham City PD embroiled in trying to catch the mysterious holiday killer while also dealing with many of his usual rogues. And speaking of which, that new ground may include Jonah Hill following in the footsteps of Frank Gorshin and Jim Carrey, as Variety and Collider claim he's in talks to play the Riddler, and that Jeffrey Wright has already signed on to portray Commissioner Gordon. Over in the CW-verse, the upcoming and closely monitored Crisis on Infinite Earths-based crossover scored its third and most coveted by fan Superman, as Tom Welling will reprise a Smallville version alongside his Lois, Erica Durance. Spoiler alert for the first season of the Star Trek Discovery embedded in this piece. Jason Isaacs will play another Dark Mirror character, voicing the Sovietized Last Son of Krypton in the DC animated direct-to-video feature adaptation of Mark Miller's classic Superman Red Sun miniseries early next year. Moving on to music-related news, Variety reports Cyndi Lauper is joining Jane Lynch and Carol Leifer for what The Middle said will be a Netflix-produced Golden Girls-inspired comedy. The third season of American Gods, Tale of Impending Ragnarok, will get some shock rock flavor. Deadline reporting Marilyn Manson will portray Johan Wingren, Norse berserker turned death metal star serving Mr. Wednesday. The Old Town Road leads to a new house party. Calmatic, coming off his MTV Awards win for directing Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus' collaboration, by signing on to make his feature debut on a reimagining of Kid and Play's early 90s comedy series. And The Huff will make you go oi, as this Friday, David Hasselhoff will release his latest EP, Open Your Eyes, a cover album featuring punk takes on classics by Bowie, Echo the Bunnymen, Lords of the New Church, and more, along with guest artists like Al Jorgensen and James Williamson. So our next set and covered up is Lori Lieberman with the original version of Killing Me Softly with his song.
I heard he say And so I came to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, healing me softly with his song, healing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, healing me softly with his song, healing his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Softly with his song.
tomorrow. Yes, I guess I'll just believe it. Tomorrow, never know. Oh, 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 oh,
was a welfare paper came and took the baby more bad and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't. Benevolent man took me in off the street, and 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat, and I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat, and I ain't done bad. Critics that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little it is. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you.
Just don't belong, but then I've been here before. Everything is alright, I'll just say goodnight and show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory. The whiskey drowns and the beer chases my
places.
Okay, and you just heard Bobby, started off with Bobby Gentry, Fancy, later covered by Reba McEntire. And you just heard Mark Chestnut with Friends in Low Places, which is one of those in-between cases. It was written by Garth Brooks and was his last demo before being signed, but Chestnut released his version first, a la Andrew Preboy's cover of Tomorrow Wendy by Concrete Blonde. So, with our next set, here is Simon and Garfunkel with A Hazy Shade of Winter.
I was so hard to please, but look around, the leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter, in the Salvation Army band. Down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you've got planned. Carry your cup in your hand, and look around you, leaves are brown now. And the sky is a hazy shade of winter. I hang on to your hopes, my friend. That's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime of my life. Just stop and remember me at any convenient time. But I have my memory skips while looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme, drinking my vodka and lime. I look around, leaves are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone.
Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me.
That started off with Simon and Garfunkel's original version of Hazy Shade of Winter. Despite the enduring worship of that duo, it's mostly known via the Bengals version and the use of that as a theme for Less Than Zero. Then Fleetwood Mac with Black Magic Woman, which was covered in The Legend by Santana. And then we had, let's see, who did that? The Vaseline's original version of Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam, covered by Nirvana on their Unplugged album. So, before we go into our last set, this installment's second Netflix recommendation, a qualified one for the sketch comedy show I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. I tried it cold turkey and found it mostly hit my threshold for okay sketch comedy, as at least a third of the also pretty short episodes made me laugh, despite a heavy dose of toilet humor, but that's more of a personal taste, and even some of that was done well enough to get some chuckles out of me. Hypocritically, I do like animal-based gross-out humor, the basis for a sketch featuring Herbie Hancock. Fred Willard and Jim Davis also cameo, and other highlights include the baby pageant sketch, an airline sketch, and an airline sketch. As all six episodes can be binged in a little over 90 minutes, it's at least some good background entertainment. So, our last full set, here is Fred Neil with the original version of Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind. When I walk beside her, I am a better man. When I look to leave her, stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. And when I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hard sun beating on a big people. She comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. When I stay to pledge her, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me, and took her blues back again. It's a big, a big heart. By my side, when I try to understand, she just opens up eyes. Thank you.
bastard to lose her when I saw what I had done. Burned down and threw away the hours of her garden and her son. So I tried to warn her and turned to see her weep. 40 days and 40 nights, and it's still coming down on me.
Set started with Fred Neil, Everybody's Talking, the original version as Harry Nilsson seeking a hit in 1968, covered and released it, and only to see it barely miss the Hot 100. Then a year later, saw it become a major hit thanks to John Schlesinger referring it over the song Nilsson submitted for the soundtrack to Midnight Cowboy. And the second song was Indio with Hard Sun. Indio's Canadian folk rocker Gordon Peterson, who walked away from the industry after one album in 1989 and reemerged 20 years later to file suit against Eddie Vedder for covering it for Sean Penn's Into the Wild, though rights holder Universal had granted it rights. Well, thank you for listening to this year's last edition of Covered Up, and I'll be back next Thursday or contributing next Thursday to Thangularity, WGXC's new science discussion group show hosted by the local Catskills Maker Syndicate that airs at 7 p.m. on Thursday, the first Thursday of every month. And now we'll be going out with the original version of Whitesnake's Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, who originally recorded it in 1982. And then a few years later, it was redone with a new producer, becoming an 80s classic. So have a good day, and thank you for listening.
Oh, it is complete now. Two ends of time are neatly tied. A one-way street. End of the line. There she meets the faces she keeps in her heart and mind. They say goodbye.
This is Danette Gorman from HelpSyriasKids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Ketermiah, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC ACRA.
Here is a programming preview of the feature shows coming up on WGXC 90.7 FM on Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. Tune in to Overlooked at 12.05 p.m. with Rob Safer. In this broadcast, Rob aims to showcase some of the ways jazz musicians have been influenced by heavy metal. Here to Go is on at 2 p.m. with Ian Hawkins, a monthly dispatch of music and sound wrapped around a theme. This month, HTG number 4. Then at 3 p.m., Patrick McGinley hosts Framework, 8 movements produced in Iceland by Martin P. Eccles. And at 7 p.m., Chad Weckler discusses creative and community with Michael Chemies on the Art of the Hudson Valley. And finally, at 8 p.m., Mostly Single, hosted by Michael Wilde. To view the full programming schedule, visit our website, wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On September 26th, the Save Caryville activist group says it will present its appeal against the Copec Zoning Board of Appeals at that board's September meeting. Group's main argument is against Code Enforcement Officer Lee Himes' July 1st, 2019 determination that GRJH's special use permit for its proposed gas station had not expired. Save Caryville also believes the ZBA should rescind its negative declaration pursuant to CEQA. GRJH wants to put a gas station and convenience store on a 1.7-acre parcel at the intersection of Route 7 and Route 23. Currently, the public comment period on the project is still open before the Copec Planning Board, with the next meeting October 3rd. The Copec Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. September 26th at Copec Town Hall. Emily Munson reports in the Albany Times-Union that New York Senator and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a strongly worded letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on September 23rd. Schumer did not use the word impeachment, but did call for an investigation into President Donald Trump's actions towards Ukraine. Trump admitted September 22nd that he had asked the Ukrainian leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Schumer wrote in the letter, and I quote, "The Republican Senate see no evil, hear no evil attitude towards such a serious national security concern is unacceptable and must change," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said September 23rd that the IDEA is talking with a company about putting a, and I quote, high-quality hotel, end quote, on Route 23A near Exit 21 of the New York State Thruway. The IDEA tore down the former Quality Inn there earlier this year. Van Schack would not reveal the name of the hotel chain or developer. By comparison, Van Schack said, and I quote, the Quality Inn was considered economy class. Upper middle class would be a Hampton Inn, for example, end quote. And he claims the new hotel will not just be better, but also bigger, with 85 to 100 rooms. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said she is excited about a hotel opening in her town. She said, and I quote, not only does it encourage tourist visitors, but also business travelers who will stop and contribute to our economy. A hotel property would make use of our new sewer infrastructure. The more utilization by new users, the more the costs are shared, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Metro North Railroad President Catherine Rinaldi said September 23rd that full positive train control is currently in use between Croton Harmon and Poughkeepsie. Positive train control is a system for improving railway safety. A 2013 Metro North derailment killed four people after the engineer headed into a curb at excessive speed, something the PTC system is designed to prevent. Since then, newspapers have run a story annually about how implementation of the system has been delayed. Now, 6 years later, it is installed below Poughkeepsie. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. It is day two of the fall checklist. Get your pipes cleaned. Make sure you plan to drain your fountains, sprinklers, hoses, and their spigots. Make sure your chimneys are swept and all exhaust pipes, including your dryer, are checked. It may also be time to change filters in things like furnaces and humidifiers. Today will show little fluctuation in temperature. Starting at 63 degrees, it will reach 70 at 2 p.m., then immediately begin dropping down to the low 50s overnight, bringing some patchy fog tomorrow morning before temps reach the low 70s by 2 p.m. Over on the river, we see high tides will be at 11:25 a.m. and at 11:38 p.m. Low tides will be at 6:04 a.m. and at 6:05 p.m. Water temperature will be 71 degrees. Looking way up, we see the coronal hole that created stateside auroras on September 1st is spinning back to hit us again. G2 class geomagnetic storms will be possible on September 27th. Solar wind speeds are expected to be over 700 kilometers per second. Currently, the solar wind speed is only 307 kilometers per second at 3.3 protons per milliliter. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.